Today's daf is Samach Vav, and we got up to the fourth line from the top, which is Lo. But let's just quickly review what we need to know in order to begin today's daf. We have a statement that is attributed to Shmuel. I'm sorry, to Rabbi Yochanan. We'll get to Shmuel soon. And that is that socher kiva'ariv domi. And the Gemara initially understood that socher kiva'ariv domi meant that if a nochri is one of the bnei achotzer, which torpedoes the ability to set up an Eruv, if he was away on Erev Shabbos, and therefore they set up an Eruv, and he showed up on Shabbos, can we rent out his rights to the Chotzer on Shabbos itself? And the Gemara thought that by equating Socher Kema'arev meant that just like you cannot set up an Eruv on Shabbos, an Erev has to be set up before Shabbos, so too, Socher, to rent out, in this case, the guy's rights to the chutz, is impossible on Shabbos. And the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara now offers, with the word lo, a different interpretation of what Rabbi Yochanan had in mind when he said, Socher kima'ariv domi. He didn't mean to say that schirus equals an eruv lahachmir, and just like you need an eruv mibojom before the onset of Shabbos, so too you need schirus before the onset of Shabbos. No. He meant to equate schirus with eruv for three dinim, all of which are lahakil and not lahachmir. So again, what we're up to today, four lines down from the top of the Amud, Mama Arev. Mama Arev, Vafilu Bepochos Mishove Pruta, Af Socher Bepochos Mishove Pruta. In a case of an Eruv, the Eruv is viable no matter what the value or the lack of value is of the Eruv itself. As long as it's enough food for two sudos, for example, then that's sufficient. So too, in a case where you are renting the rights of a nochri, of a guy, to the chotzer, you can pay him less than a shava pruta. And the reason for that is because, as far as a guy is concerned, Pachos mishava pruta, even if it's less than a pruta, it's still considered mama. So that would clinch the rental agreement. Number two, mama arev afilu schiro lakito is af socher afilu schiro ulakito. In the case of an eruv, if you have a guy who lives in the chotzer, but the guy has various Jewish employees called Schiro Ulakito. You may remember that Schiro means he works for he's hired out for a full year. Lakito means just for seasons. So they replace the Nachri, and they could set up the Eruv, and we could simply circumvent and ignore the Nachri. And so too in Schirus, if instead of having the Schiro Lakita, the Jewish employees, the workers, contribute to an Eruv, instead they rent out their rights to the Chotzer, that is sufficient. And again, we bypass the Nachri and his rights to the Chotzer because he has these employees. That's a second Kula. And thirdly, Ma Me'arev Chamisha Sheshruyim B'Chotzer Achas Echad Ma'arev Al Yidei Kulam, is so too socher nami, chamisha sheshruim v'chotzer achas, echad socher al yedei kulam. The halacha in Erevin is that if you have an entire group of bnei achotzer, they all share that chotzer, and they want to set up an Erev with a nearby chotzer, then one of them, and all you need is one of them, one of the members of this chotzer, to represent, so to speak, the entire chotzer. I don't know if it works midin shlichus, or we don't even need shlichus. And he will contribute the Eruv to the chotzer hasmucha, the next chotzer over. And you don't need that each one of the bnei chotzer has to individually contribute his own mazon to the Eruv. So too in the case of Schirus, if let's say you have five people living together with this guy sharing one chatzer, then one of the people could be socher, the reshus of the Nachri, on behalf of all of them. We don't need to be socher from each one individually. The bottom line is, in three ways, Rabbi Yochanan is mekil, and he applies the kulas of Erev to Schirus. But the flip side, Lechumra, to say that therefore Rabbi Yochanan would equate Schirus with Erev, to say that if there's no Erev on Erev Shabbos, it's not valid on Shabbos itself, so too, if you didn't make the Schirus on Erev Shabbos, you cannot make a valid Schirus on Shabbos. That Rabbi Yochanan never had in mind. Toiba Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar didn't understand this kula that the Gemara is suggesting, attributing it to Rabbi Yochanan, that if the Nachri comes and shows up on Shabbos to the Chatzah, the Erev is batel, and now you're allowed to do a Schirus with the guy. Om Rabbi Zera, my tahoye, de Rabbi Elazar. Why is Rabbi Elazar so amazed about this halacha? Om Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes doesn't understand why Rabbi Zera couldn't understand the amazement and the bewilderment of Rabbi Elazar. Gava Rabba ki Rabbi Zera, such a great scholar like Rabbi Zera, lo yada mai toibe, mai tahaya de Rabbi Elazar. He didn't know what was bothering Rabbi Elazar. I'll tell you, says Rav Sheshes, what was bothering Rabbi Elazar. Kokashale de Shmuel Rabbe, that even though Rabbi Yochanan had ruled Lekula leniently, allowing Schirus on Shabbos itself from the guy who shows up, the member of the Chatz who shows up on Shabbos, that contradicts Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe, Shmuel. And it seems that from Rabbi Elazar's point of view, it would not be comfortable, it would not be satisfactory to assume that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement and he was completely oblivious of a contradictory position of Shmuel. And now we're going to see the statement of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Kol Makom She'osrim U'me'arvim Mevatlim. Ma'arvim v'ein osrim, or osrim v'ein ma'arvim, ein mevatlim. Shmuel says that bitul, which means bitul reshus, which is more or less the subject of our discussion today, so we'll get into bitul reshus, is effective if you have two conditions. Number one, osrim, which means osrim zel zeh. When you have two parties and their relationship to this chatzer, their residence in the chatzer, generates a mutual isur, Ruvain on Shimon, Shimon on Ruvain. But number two, they could join together in an Eruv that would allow them to carry from their homes out into the chutzah, from one chutzah to the other. If somebody, or more than somebody, in this chutzah forgot to participate in the Eruv, then there's another option. And that's called Levatel Rishusam Zelazet. And by removing their Rishus from this chutzah, they will allow the person or the group of people to whom, or on behalf of whom, they were Mevatel their Rishus, they were Mesalik their Rishus, to carry from their homes into the chutzah. So let's again emphasize that according to Shmuel, Bittul Rishus makes sense. It's viable if two conditions are met. Number one, Osrim Zalzeh. And number two, Ma'arvim, which means Matirim Hotzah. If one of those two conditions are lacking, and here are the two scenarios where we're missing one of those two conditions. For example, Ma'arvim, but Ein Osrim. Or in the flip side, Osrim v'ein ma'arvim, is then this Bittul Rishus. Because Bittul Rishus is conditional on the ability that we have to check off two conditions, that in the absence of Bittul Rishus, they would be Osrim b'hotzah, and there's an effective Eruv that would be Matir, the Iser Hotzah. And now the Gemara takes apart Shmuel into its various component parts. Shmuel says, "Kol makom she'osrim u'ma'arvim mevatlim." So what's your classic scenario where Bittul Rishus is effective, where you have both Osrim and Ma'arvim, kigon, shtei chatzeros, zu lifnim mizu. You have an inner chatzer that's called the Pnimis, and you have the outer chatzer, which is called the Chitzona. And now we have two conditions that are met. Number one, it's Osrim. And the reason why the Chatzer Pnimis generates an Iser on the Chatzer Achitzona, what is the, if you want to call it the Tziruf, what is the, that's my word, but the what is the integration here that sets up a direct relationship between the Pnimis and the Chitzona? So what we have to know is that there's no exit to Rishus HaRabim from the Pnimis. There's no opening or Pesach that will allow the Chatzar HaPnimis an exit to Rishus HaRabim. The only way they can get out into Rishus HaRabim is because there's a Pesach between the Pnimis and the Chitzona. So they have to go through the Chitzona and pass through the Chitzona in order to get out to Rishus HaRabim. That's called a Zchus, that's a monetary right that they have, which was organized and effectuated as soon as they built these houses around these Chatzeros, these two Chatzeros, the Pnimis and the Chitzona, and that's called a Zchus Drisas Regel, which means they have passage rights to go through the Chitzona. Once they have rights to go through the Chitzona, they now have a schus, a monetary right, financially, that's legally binding. And in the context of Erevin, it generates an Iser on the Chitzona. And the Bnei HaChitzona are not allowed, without an Erev with the Bnei HaPnimis, to carry from their homes out into their Chatzah, the Chatzah HaChitzona. But an Erev is effective. Now, since we have two conditions of Osrim and Ma'arvim, therefore, if any number of individuals or number of Bnei HaChatzer forgot to participate in the Eruv, then we have a substitute, and that's called Bittul Rishus. Now, in this case, what Bittul Rishus really means is that the Bnei HaPnimis are going to declare that we are giving up our rights, for the course of Shabbos at least, of Drisas Regel, to pass through the Chitzona. Once we cut the umbilical cord that connects the pneumis with the chitzona. The chitzona is now on its own. And once they have their own personal eruv, they can carry out into the chatz achitzona. So that's the case in which Shmuel validates bittul rishus. Once again, the pnimis is going to mivatel its zchus of drisas regel. And once having done so, there's no longer an iser hotza on the chitzona. Now we get to the two cases, the two scenarios in which Shmuel said bittul rishus is ineffective. Number one, ma'arvim v'ein osrim. There's no bittul. Kigon, shtei chatzeros. You have two chatzeros, and each one has its own exit to Rishus HaRavim, so that there's no need for any member of any chatzer to pass through the other chatzer in order to get out to Rishus HaRavim. And Pesach Echad Beinayim, between these two chatzeros, there is one opening. In such a case, if the Bnei Chatzer to the right want to carry through the Pesach into the Chatzer to the left, or vice versa, then they can join together with an Eruv, and that Eruv is going to allow them to carry from one Chatzer to the other. However, there's no built-in rights here, legal rights that we discussed before in the case of the Pnimis, which has no exit of its own to Rishus HaRabim, of Drisas Regel. Now, in the absence of Drisas Regel, is Einon Osrim Ze Al Ze. Because as we said before, the rights that the Pnimis has that generates an Isar on the Chitzona are the rights of Drisas Regel in the Chitzona. In this case of two Chatzeros, each of which has a Pesach to Rishus HaRabim, neither of the two Chatzeros have a legal right of passageway through the other Chatzer. If the two Chatzeros want to host each other, so to speak, they want to be magnanimous and invite the others to go through their Chatzer and so forth and so on, that's not a monetary right of Drisus Regel. That's not a hardcore legal right. And that could be set up by an Eruv. And the Eruv will allow the Bnei Chatzer to the right to carry out into the Chatz to the left and vice versa. But here, Bittul Rishus is not effective. Why? Because it's Einon Osros Zu Al Zu. So Bittul Rishus, in effect, according to Shmuel, has an impact on Eschus Drisas Regel, in the case of the Pnimis, that does not have its own exit. It has, therefore, rights of Drisas Regel through the Chitzona, and Bittul works to remove, so to speak, those rights, to make a declaration that we will not maintain and retain our rights of Drisas Regel. But in a case where there is no Drisas Regel rights, then Shmuel argues that there is no Bittul Rishus. Now we get to the final case of Shmuel, where there is no Bittul Rishus, and that is Osrim V'ein Ma'arvim Ein Mevatlin. There's no Bittul Rishus. Lasuye Mai. So the Gemara tries to figure out now, what does Shmuel have in mind in this scenario, where it's Osrim Zal Zeh, but yet there's no effective Eruv? Lav Lasuye Nochri. By process of elimination, there's no way we can make sense out of Shmuel's last case of Osrim Vein Ma'arvin unless we assume that there was a Nachri. The Nachri shares a chatzer with two Jewish families, and the Jewish families are Osrim Ze Al Ze. Now, what blocks the possibility of an Eruv? After all, if you have two Jews, Reuven and Shimon, and they want to set up an Eruv in order to allow them both to carry out from their batim into the chatzah, that joint chatzah that they share, an eruv should be valid. But the answer is no, because there's a third resident in this chatzah that shares the chatzah, and he's a nachri. And a nachri makes it impossible, unless you get schirus, to be ma'ariv, because you don't have a unanimous joint effort of all the b'nei achatzer in this eruv, and the nachri does not participate in an eruv halachically. So here, because of the third resonant here, who is the nachri, there is no possibility of an eruv. Shmuel says, in this case, which is osrim v'ein ma'arvim, is ein mevatlin es reshusam zelozeh. Now we're going to understand how Rav Sheshes and before him Rav Lazar proved from this statement of Shmuel that Shmuel rejected Rav Yochanan. Let's go again review Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said that if the Nachri shows up on Shabbos, we can rent out his rights to the Chatzer. The Gemara says the following. If Shmuel is talking about a case where the guy showed up on Erev Shabbos, if that be the case, lo ger me'esmo, then certainly we could have arranged for a schiris, a rental agreement with this guy. So why did Shmuel say Osrim v'ein ma'arvin, through schiris, Reuven and Shimon will be able to set up an Erev? It will be a valid Erev. If only John Paul Jones, the third resident in this chatzah, could be enticed to agree to rent out his rights to the chatzer, then an eruv between Reuven and Shimon would be absolutely valid, because we've simply neutralized John Paul Jones. He's no longer an element in the equation. And therefore, the law would be that Yecholim Levatlim Es Reshusam Zelazer, because this would be a case of Osrin Uma Arvin, which Mul said there is a valid Bittul Reshus. And now we turn to Samach Vavam and Beis. El Alav, but if we want to make sense out of Shmuel, and Shmuel objects and invalidates Bittul Reshus in the case of Osrin V'ein Ma'arvin, then the Osa B'Shavsa, he must be referring to a case where the reason why it's impossible to set up the Eruv is because the guy showed up on Shabbos, and there's no such thing as an Eruv that can be validated on Shabbos itself. And Uktani, and yet Shmuel says, Osrim v'ein ma'arvim, ein mevatlim, that in this case there's no possibility of Bittul Reshus. So that when the guy shows up on Shabbos, and now he blocks their Eruv, he actually undermines and completely invalidates the Eruv. They cannot make an Eruv on Shabbos, obviously, but not only that, they can't be Mevatel. They can't be Mevatel Rishus. Because, as we said before, the institution that was created by the Rabbanan called Bittul Reshus is only meaningful, according to Shmuel, in a case where Ma'arvim. It's not enough Osrim, but we need Ma'arvim. And here they couldn't set up the Eruv because it's Shabbos and the guy showed up on Shabbos. Now the Mefarshim will ask, well, what do you mean they can't set up the Eruv on Shabbos? That's true, but they could have set up the Eruv on Erev Shabbos. And that would have been a meaningful Eruv until the Nachri showed up. So why is this considered Ein Ma'arvin? And the answer is that such an Eruv that they set up on Erev Shabbos, Reuven and Shimon, they agreed to that Eruv, would not be effective for the entire 24 hours of Shabbos. It would only be Chal as long as the Nachri is not available. But when the Nachri shows up, he invalidates that Eruv. And that's called Ein Ma'arvin. Why? Because unless you can guarantee that the Eruv will be viable for the entire 24 hours, it's not Ma'arvim. So therefore, we now derive from Shmuel that he disagrees with what we learned before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if the guy shows up on Shabbos, and they were socher min ha-nochri, they rented out on Shabbos his rights, then Bittul Reshus would be meaningful. Again, they can't set up an Eruv, but in fact, if you recall back on Samachayim and Beis yesterday's discussion, there were various Amoraim that actually implemented this minog, that if the guy showed up on Shabbos, they rented out his rights to the Chatzah, and then they were Mevatel Reshusam for one of the various, on behalf of one of the various Bnei HaChatzer. And Rabbi Yochanan accepted that. But from Shmuel, we see that Shmuel doesn't agree with them. Bittul could not be meaningful on Shabbos itself, when the Nochri shows up on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because Ein Ma'arvin. If Ein Ma'arvin, Ein Mevatlin. So whereas all the other Amoraim, with Rabbi Yochanan at the head of the pack, validated Bittul Rishus in the case of a Nochri that shows up on Shabbos, even though Erev is impossible, it's not a possibility, nevertheless Shmuel would not accept Bittul Rishus in a case where there's no possibility of an Erev. Shmamina. Now, I would add one sentence here. I'm not sure if what I'm going to say is absolutely correct, but it's certainly a good way of remembering the sheet of Shmuel. And I would say that the logic of Shmuel is that the institution of Bittul Rishus was enacted as a substitute for an Eruv. In other words, in a situation where, like for example, the guy shows up on Shabbos, there's no possibility of setting up a valid Eruv, Chazal enacted another alternative methodology to replace Eruv, and that's called Bittul Rishus. That's the way Shmuel understands it, but you can only, according to Shmuel, establish Bittul Rishus when there would have been a possibility of an Eruv, just that one of the members of the Chatzar forgot to participate in the Eruv. In that case, Chazal enacted a Bittul Rishus, so to speak, to remove that individual who's messing up our Eruv because he forgot to participate in the Eruv. But in a case where everyone's on board and everyone's there to participate in the Eruv, but halachically, the Torah says there's no possibility of an Eruv, then Shmuel holds there's no possibility of Bittul Rishus either. And this is what Rabbi Lazar was wondering about. How is it that all the Amoraim, and Rabbi Yochanan agreed with them, would argue and contradict Shmuel? Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmieli Hashmaitata. This halacha in the name of Shmuel, that if you have two chatzeros, and one is in the inner chatzer, remember the Pnimis case, and one is the outer chatzer, Shmuel is quoted as saying that the Pnimis that has Drisas Regal rights in the Chitzono, which means Osrim Zual Zu, and also Ma'arvim, there's a possibility of an Eruv. In that case, Shmuel holds that there's a possibility of Bittul, of Bittul Rishus, where the Bnei HaPnimis could be Mevatel, their Rishus, their Zchus of Drisas Regel in the Chitzona. And in such a case, Shmuel would validate Bittul Rishus, and there's a heter of Hotzah. Now, if you remember, we've discussed this on many occasions, Rav Yosef suffered from amnesia, and if you don't remember, then, well, okay, I'm not going to say that's amnesia, but you may have forgotten that one thing. So Rav Yosef had to be reminded of things that he said. Amalei Abai, Abai was the outstanding disciple of Rav Yosef, and he always plays this role of stimulating the memory of Rav Yosef to things that Rav Yosef forgot after he got sick with amnesia. At Amrit Nialon, you yourself transmitted this halacha, the name of Shmuel, via Ha Amrit Nialon, and you made a comment quoting Shmuel in the following context. The Omar Shmuel, this is what Abai is reminding Rav Yosef that he said in the name of Shmuel, Ein Bittul Rishus Michatzel Lechatzer. Vi Ein Bittul Rishus Bechurva. So that if you have two chatzeros, each one has an exit independent of the other one to Rishus Arabim, then there's no Bittul Rishus. They can set up an Eruv, but it's Ein Osrim Zal Zeh, and therefore there's no possibility of Bittul Rishus. And that's called Ein Bittul Rishus Mechatzer Lechatzer. And the only exception to that rule, as we said before, is a Chatzah Pnimis, which is Oseres Alachitzona, and could set up an Eruv, and Bittur Rishus is a viable option. Now, what's the second case of Shmuel? You have two batim that open up into a churva, and that churva, that rune, so to speak, is common tashmish, you know, to both chatzeres. Now, both chatzeres have access and can use that churva in the middle, and therefore, since it's common to both chatzeros, they need an eruv one to the other. And Shmuel says that in this case, if they didn't make an eruv, bittul rishus is not going to be meaningful, because bittul rishus only applies, like in the case of the pnimis, who has a serious critical rishus to use the chitzon, because otherwise the pnimis has no exit to the rishus haravim. So that's called ikar tashmish. And bittul means you can be mavata yourself from ikar tashmish. But in this case, that there happens to be a churva located between two batim, you would not define the ikar tashmish, the ikar usage or residence of any of these batim in the churva. I mean, again, they might use the churva as a playground. I don't know what they do there. They hide things. But that's not ikar tashmish. And bittul means that I can mevatel that which is my primary expression of resonance of usage. Now that was the case, that was the statement of Shmuel that Rav Yosef transmitted. The Amrit Lon Alon, you added an embellishment to Shmuel. This is again a by reminding Rav Yosef. Ki Amar Shmuel Ein Bitter Rishus Mechotzel Chotzer Lo Amarnel B'Shtei Chatzeros UPesach Echad Beineiam. This is a case where you have two chatzeros that have an opening one to the other, but each chatzer has its own Pesach to Rishus HaRabim independently, and therefore Einam Osrim Zal Zeh, neither of the two chatzeros has a Zchus Drisas Regel and a Dira right in the other chatzer to combine the two and require an Eruv. And in such a case, Shmuel says Einam Yechon Levatel Rishus Zal Zavol Zu Lefnim Mizu. However, in a case where you have a Pnimis that has Drisus Regal rights in the Chitzona, Mitosha Osrim Zalze Mevatlim, Shmuel does recognize the possibility of Bittul from one Chatzah to the other in the case of a Pnimis that has Drisus Regal rights in the Chitzona, and the Pnimis can make a declaration that we will not avail ourselves and enjoy the Drisus Regal rights. We suspend those rights. We give them back to the Bnei HaChitzona. We will not pass through the Chitzona. And that is a valid bittul, even according to Shmuel. Amar Leiser of Yosef responds to Abai with a question, and he says, "Anoa amina mishmei de Shmuel hachi." Could it really be that this is what I transmitted in the name of Shmuel? Ve'a Amar Shmuel, I have another transmission in the name of Shmuel. Ein lanu bi'erevin ela kelashem mishnasenu. Meaning that in the laws of Erevin, Shmuel says, we always have to read carefully, b'medayik hetev, in the language of the Mishnah. And we cannot expand the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah, later on, Adaf Samach Tes, with regard to the concept, the entity, the enterprise of Bittur Rishus, it says, Anshei Chatzer, in the singular, Chatzer, Sheshachach Echemem V'lo Erev. So you have many people, residents that share the same chatzah, we need an Erev Chatzeros in order to allow them to carry out into the chatzah. And one of those neighbors who shares residence in that chatzah forgot to participate in the Erev. He didn't contribute to the Erev. In such a case, the Mishnah says, is Nasnu Lo Rishusam, which is the din of Bittur Rishus, is Hu Mutar Vehem Asurim. If he was Mevatel, this one fellow who was outside of the Erev, he was Mevatel's Rishus to the Chatzer, then the other members of the Chatzer are allowed to carry, and the Erev is viable. So let's read the Mishnah carefully. It says, Anshei Chatzer, in singular, they share one Chatzer. It doesn't say Anshei Chatzeros. Therefore, according to Shmuel's principle, that Ein Lanu Ella Kilasha Mishnah Seinu, the conclusion that we have to derive from this Mishnah, because it used the word chatzer, is that there's no bitul rishus from one chatzer to the other at all. And that would apply even in the case of Pnimis and Chitzona, even if it's Osrim Zetzer. So it's impossible to say, therefore, that I quoted Shmuel as saying that there is a valid bitul rishus from the Pnimis to the Chitzona. Amaleis Habai corrects Rav Yosef. He says, with all due respect, Rabbi, ki amritlon mishmei de Shmuel, when you said that Shmuel maintains Eilon of Erevin el Kalasha Mishnasenu, aha amritlon, you meant it as far as one particular Mishnah, and that is the Mishnah later on Adaf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Shamavui lechatzeros kechatzel lebatim. Which means that the Mishnah says that just like you cannot carry from Batim into a Chatzer, so too you cannot carry from Chatzeros into a Mavud. Right? You have Batim that spill into a common Chatzer. You have another Chatzer with other Batim spilling into the Chatzer. And both Chatzeros spill into a common Mavud. And just like you cannot carry from your house to a common Chatzer that you share with other residents in that Chatzer, so too the various B'nai HaChatzeros cannot carry out into the Mavud. They need what's called a sheet of Mavos in such a case. And here's where you quoted Shmuel in this context, that the only heter of a Mavud, which would be a Lechi and a Korah, meaning a Lechi or a Korah, is only if the Chatzeros that open up into the Mavui and the Batim that open up into the Chatzeros, and it's Miut Rabim Shnaim, that since it says Chatzeros, and Chatzeros is in the plural, it means that we have at least two Chatzeros, and each one of these Chatzeros has a minimum of two Batim, so you have two Batim opening into a common Chatzer, two Batim opening up into a common Chatzer, and these two Chatzeros open into a common Mavui. However, Shmuel, the way you transmitted it, Rav Yosef, never meant to say that we have to be medayik from every single Mishnah in Erevin, and therefore come to the conclusion, based on the Mishnah on Samach Tes, with regard to Bitur Shus, that there's only Bitur Shus with one Chatzer. That's not what Shmuel meant when he said that Yesh L'dayik B'divrei HaMishnah, and you shouldn't be more Mekil, but rather in two Chatzeros, in a situation where one generates an Isra on the other one, the Pnimis vis-a-vis the Chitzona, because of the Drisus Regel, Shmuel validates Bitul Rishus. Now, we're going to go back to the statement of Shmuel. You remember that Shmuel excluded Bitul Rishus in two cases. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Ein Bitul Rishus Mechatzel L'chatzel, Ein Bitul Rishus Bechurva. If you have a Churva that's common to two Batim on two sides, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Yesh Bitul Rishus Michatz L'Chatz, Yesh Bitul Rishus Bechurva. So we have now a machlokes that is a double machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, Utsricha, why do we need both cases? After all, if Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, and he maintains that Ein Bitul Rishus Michatz L'Chatz, so obviously that's going to apply to the case of the rune of the Churva. Why do we need a double machlokes? Tzricha. The iash me'ine mechatzel lechatzer. If we only had an explicit formulation of the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in the case of chatzel lechatzer, we would say, b'hakam, or Shmuel holds that there's no bitul rishus in the case of chatzel lechatzer. Mishum, d'hatash mishta lechud, v'hatash mishta lechud. Each chatzer has its own independent Tashmishim. It has its own exit to Rishus HaRabim. There's no Shaychus, there's no connection between the two Chatzeros. And therefore, it's impossible for the Bnei Chatzer Achas, for the members of one Chatzer, to be Mevatel the Rishus to Bnei Chatzer Shnia. In other words, every bit of Rishus, according to Shmuel, is limited to what we call Ikar Tashmisha. And you cannot say in the case of two chatzeros that the ikar tashmisha of one chatzer is in the other chatzer, and therefore bitul rishus is not meaningful. Avol bechurva tashmishta chadol itchavayu. If it's true that Shmuel holds that if you have two chatzeros, you cannot say that one chatzer uses the other chatzer. Each chatzer is singled out for the bnei of chatzer, that chatzer. But in the case of a churva, the churva is an open area, so to speak, that's accessible to both chatzeros on one side or the other, both batim, so that they now become partners, so to speak, in the churva. And in such a case, we have an interconnection between the two batim with regard to the churva, and Shmuel might agree, Ema modile l'Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps he would agree that in this case, bitul rishus is meaningful. And each one could be mevatel's rishus vis-a-vis the other one in order to allow hotzah out into the churva. And in the flip side, v'chi itmar b'cha, and if we would only have the formulation of the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of the churva, b'hakam Rabbi Yochanan, here's where Rabbi Yochanan says that bitul rishus is meaningful because, right, there is one tashmish that's common that both batim partner up to one joint tashmish in the churva. And therefore, bitul rishus going to Rabbi Yochanan is meaningful. Aval b'hach, but in the case of chatzah l'chatzah, where each chatzah has its own independent tashmishim, they don't share a common tashmish one with the other, such that bitul rishus would be meaningful, is modile l'Shmuel. I might think that Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Shmuel, and there is no such thing as bitul rishus mi-chatzah l'chatzah, because each chatzah has its own tashmishim, its own use of its own chatzah that's independent of the other chatzah tzricha. Therefore, we need to formulate the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan twice in those two scenarios. Now, at this point, we're ready for a machlokas between Abaye v'Rava. And Rava is second on the list, but I'll just mention, so you know, like where the end of the forest over here, Rava is going to take Shmuel and apply him, his principle, to the nth degree. And he's going to hold that according to Shmuel, there is no such thing as bitul rishus at all, except for one very exceptional case. Again, when I'm saying that there is no bitul rishus, please don't misunderstand me. If you have many different residents that share one chatzer, that was the Mishnah that we mentioned earlier, the chatzer achas, then for sure there's bitul rishus in event that one of the bnei chatzer failed to participate in the eruv. He could be mevatel as rishus for the other for the benefit of the other bnei chatzer. But I'm talking about two different chatzeros. Is there bitul rishus from one chatzer to the other? According to Rav, as we'll soon see, that's a flat no. Shmuel would never accept bitul rishus from one chatzer to the other. Which means that according to Rava, even in the case of a pnimis and a chitzona, where we said before that according to Shmuel, it's osrim zalzeh, and it's also ma'arvim, which means that osrim zalzeh, because of the drisas regal rights of the pnimis and the chitzona, in such a case we said until now, and that's going to be a biased position, that Shmuel would validate bitul rishus. Rav is going to reject that, because you have two chatzeros, and according to Rava's take in Shmuel, there's no bitul rishus from one chatzer to a second chatzer. Again, there will be one light at the end of the tunnel, a very minute possibility that even Rav would agree that there is bitul rishus from one chatzer to the other. Amar Abaye, Hadi Amar Shmuel, ein bitul rishus mechatzel chatzel amoran el b'shtei chatzeros u'pesach echad b'neim. Shmuel excluded bitul rishus when you have two chatzeros that independently can get access through their respective psachim out to rishus harabim. Avol b'shtei chatzeros u'bifnim mizu mitoch sha'osrim, and I would add the word ma'arvim is mevatlim. And this is the way we presented Shmuel up until this point. Abaye is more or less reiterating what we presented in Shmuel. That in the case of a pnimis that has drisas regel in the chatzah chitzona, because they have no other access or exit way to Rishus HaRabim, is then the Bnei Pnimis, the Chatzah Pnimis, could be mevatel their rights of Drisas Regel in the Chitzona, and now the Bnei Chitzona will be permitted to carry from their homes into the Chatzah, and Bitul Rishus is a viable method. And Shmuel agrees that that is a case where there's Bitul Rishus Michatzah L'Chatzah. The only scenario in which, or the only area, shall we say, in which Shmuel insists that ain't Bitul Rishus Michatzah L'Chatzah, that's only in a case where you have two independent Chatzeros, each one has its own exit to Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Pesach between them. And there, we're going to say that even though they could set up an Erev between the two Chatzes, but Bitul Rishus is not going to be meaningful because Einam Osrim Zelze. Rav Amar, Afilu, the way I understand Shmuel, is Afilu Shtei Chatzero Zu Lifnim Mizu. Even in that case of two Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu, Pa'amim Mevatlim U'Pa'amim Me'ein Mevatlim. So we're going to put the emphasis now on Pa'amim Ein Mevatlim, which means that despite the fact that the Bnei HaPnimis are Osrim on the Chitzona, because they have Jesus' rights in the Chitzona, nevertheless, Bitul Rishus is not meaningful according to Shmuel. Because Bitul Rishus only applies to the Iker Tashmish, not to something secondary like Drisas Regel. And as far as Iker Tashmish is concerned, even in the case of Pnimis and Chitzona, each one has his Iker Tashmish in his respective Chatz. However, Rava does say that Pa'amim Mevatlim, and that, as I said, is that one exceptional case, unique case, where even Rava agrees that Shmuel validates a Bitul Rishus from one Chatz to the other. Okay. So now, Keta, the Gemara says, this is Rava actually speaking, what are the various scenarios that Rava is addressing? So number one, in a case where two chatzeros set up a common eruv, nasnu eruvam b'chitzona, right, the minig was that you set up the eruv, meaning that the mazon, Shtei Sudas, was given over to one of the two Chatzeros, in a case where two Chatzeros are joining in an Erev. In this case, they place the Erev in the Chitzona, which means that the Pnimis is totally dependent upon the Chitzona, because that's where the Erev is located. Shachach Echad, one of the various members of the two Chatzeros, let's say you have five members of the Pnimis and five residents in the Chitzona, one of the ten is Shachach. Bein min ha-Pnimis, bein mechta. It doesn't matter if it's one of the five who live in the Pnimis or one of the five that live in the Chitzona. Shtein asuros. Both chatzeros are now prohibited. Now, we say that if one person drops out and ignores the Erev, he can now be mevatel rishus. No. There's no bitul rishus because we're talking about a case of two chatzeros. And bitul rishus only works in one chatzer. Now we have a second scenario. Nosnu eruvam bepnimis. In this case, the eruv was deposited in the hands of the pnimis. V'shachach ech min ha-pnimis v'lo eruv shtein asuros. If one of the members of the pnimis did not participate in the eruv, then both chatzeros are asuros because the Erev is completely batel in the absence of one of the members. But only because, in this case, when the Erev was in the Pnimis, and one of the Pnimis forgot to participate in the Erev. So there's no Bitul Rishus in this case. Oh. So where is there a possibility of Bitul Rishus? Here's a case of Nasnu eruvam bepnimis, the eruv was placed in the inner chatzer, v'shachach ech min achitzona v'lo eruv. At this point, the bnei apnimis are sort of independent, so to speak. And that's where Bitul Rishus is going to come to the fore. Why? Because they're holding on to the eruv. And who messed them up? It's one of the bnei achitzona. You know what? At this point, the bnei apnimis are going to make a declaration. We don't want to have anything to do with this chitzona. We want to be on our own. And we have our own Eruv, which we would have made independent of the Chitzona. So now, because we invited the Chitzona to join us in the Eruv, so that we can now carry out into the Chitzona, now we're going to lose. And even within our own Chatz Apnimis, we won't be able to carry from our homes into the Chatzer. Is that what we vied for? Because one of the Chitzona decided that he's going to forget about the Eruv? Is that in such a case, there is a valid Bittur Rishus, Pnimis Muteris V'Chitzona Asura, the Bnei Apnimis now could be Mavatel, Yevatel Lahem. Oh, wait a second. Now we have to figure out, where is the Bittur meaningful? If the Bittur would be on the part of the Bnei HaPnimis, then the Bnei HaChitzona would be allowed to carry into their Chatzar HaChitzona, because that would remove the Drisus Regel. No. That's not the Bittul that Shmuel validated, but rather the Bittul is the Bnei HaChitzona can be Mavatel the Rishus that they have in the Pnimis. In other words, once the Erev was set up between the Chitzona and the Pnimis, then it goes in both directions, and the Bnei HaChitzona now have Drisus Regel rights in the Pnimis. They can use that Pesach that goes in both directions. And they can now remove themselves through the mechanism of Bittul from their Rishus of Drisus Regel into the Pnimis. However, Chitzona Asura, that Bittul Rishus is not going to permit them, because we still have the Pnimis and they depend upon the Pnimis. And that's where the Erev was placed. And there is no Bittul Rishus on the part of the Pnimis. The Gemara explains this. Nasnu Eruvam Bechitzona. Veshachach Echad Beimin HaPnimis Ubeimin HaChitzona V'lo Erev Shtei Nasuros. In the first case, we say that the Eruv was set up in the Chitzona, and there's no Bittul Rishus over here. So the Gemara says, I'll explain to you why, in the case if one of the Pnimis forgot to join in the Eruv, Haibar Pnimis Laman Navatle, that Ben Pnimis that forgot to participate in the Eruv, to whom is he going to be Mavatel's Rishus? Livatel Ibnei Pnimis, if he'll be Mavatel's Rishus only to the Bnei Pnimis, and therefore they will be allowed to carry by separating themselves from the Chitzona, is lesel yaruvayu gabayu. There's no way that the Bnei HaPnimis could remove themselves from this Eruv, which they desperately need, because the Eruv was deposited in the hands of the Chitzona. So if they're going to separate themselves from the Chitzona, they'll be left without an Eruv. Maybe you'll say levatel lebnei HaChitzona. In other words, let them be mevatel their drisas regel, that they have rights to a passageway through the Chitzona, and that they'll be mevatel in favor of the Bnei HaChitzona. And in such a case, once they were mesalik the Rishus, we don't need an Erev at all. Is the answer is ein bittul Rishus michatzel lechatzel. Because Rava has the extreme position or interpretation of Shmuel that there is no such thing as bittul Rishus from one chatzel to the other, which means, as we said over and over again, you can only be mevatel, according to Rava's interpretation of Shmuel, the Iker Tashmish. And the Iker Tashmish here is not Drisas Regel, is Memela, even the Pnimis is Asura, and they set up an Erev together with the Chitzona. They cannot separate themselves from the Chitzona, because they need this Erev, which is deposited in the hands of the Chitzona. Now, if the one who forgot about the Eruv was one of the Bnei HaChitzona, is Hai Bar Chitzona, this Ben Chitzona, Lamai Mevatel? Vis-a-vis whom is he going to be Mevatel's Rishus? Levatel LeBnei Chitzona, that's not going to help at all, because we still have the Pnimis, and the Pnimis has Drisus Regel rights in the Chitzona, Zika Pnimis the Yosra Alayu. Levatel lebnei pnimis ein bittul rishus michatzel lechatze. Oh, in what unique case does Rava affirm the possibility of bitul rishus, or at least a partial bitul rishus, that's a case of nasno eiro eiruva bepnimis v'shachet echem apnis ayv shtein asuros. Hi, bar pnimis l'man nevatel levatel bnei pnimis ika chitzona di asra alayhu levatel bnei chitzona ein bitul rishus lechatzel lechatzer. And here we turn to Samach Zayin of an Aleph. But shachach echad min achitzona v'lo eruv, in a case where one of the members of the chatz achitzona failed to participate in the eruv, is vadai, Shmuel would certainly agree, that pnimis muteres, that the bnei pnimis, in this case, where the eruv was in the chatz pnimis, they can completely cut themselves off from the chitzona. The achada dasha umishtamsha. Dasha is a door, and achada means to close the door. They can literally or figuratively close the door and remove themselves from any partnership that they have with the chitzona. The only thing that connects them to the chitzona is their passageway through the door that connects the pnimis with the chitzona. They're going to close and lock that door. And now, mishtamsha, now they'll use their own chatzer. And the chitzon, on the other hand, which is completely removed from the Erev in this case, because the pnimis has the Erev in their rishus, and they completely close themselves, cut the umbilical cord, and disassociated themselves from the chitzona, is asura. In other words, the pnimis can do this, because the pnimis has a right to say the chitzona, we agreed to join this Erev with you, bnei achitzona, for our benefit, so that we can have access to the chitzona. But if now the Erev is causing them a kilkul, that now, instead of being allowed to carry in their own chatzah, let alone in the chatzah chitzona, they can't even carry in their own chatzah, because now they made an Erev together with the chitzona. Well, we only agreed to participate in that Erev in order to enjoy the benefits of the Erev. Now the Erev is causing us a kilkul. We don't want the Erev. In other words, what they're going to have to get here is the following. Number one, the Bnei Achitzona are going to be mevatel their reshus to the Bnei Apnimis. Because again, once the Erev was set up, we said that it's a two-directional operation, which means that even the chitzona has reshus to enter into the pnimis. So the bnei achitzona are going to agree that we'll be mavata, we'll declare that we are giving up on our rights to the pnimis. And at the same time, the pnimis is going to lock the door that connects their pnimis with the chitzona. So bitul reshus is meaningful here, min achotzer lechotzer. And again, this has to do with a sugya later on, a daf ayin hayim at beis, maybe tomorrow, b'li neder, if we get a chance, we'll talk about the sugya of Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, but the Rishonim are going to have an analysis here to integrate that into this sugya. Now again, this whole discussion about the validity of bitul reshus on the part of the bnei achitzona vis-a-vis the pnimis in Rava's frame of reference only applies if shachach ben achitzona, the one who forgot to participate in the Erev, is one of the chitzona. And as we said before, the Erev is deposited in the pnimis. If one of the pnimis, the ben apnimis, had forgotten the Erev, to join in the Erev, then the pnimis cannot make a declaration that it is removing its partnership with the chitzona, because then if the ben pnimis would be mevatel shelo erev, that the one who wasn't part of the erev with the other bnei pnimis acherim, since the kilkul was a result of the fact that one of the bnei pnimis was the one who forgot and failed to participate in the erev, they cannot have a claim that we don't want this erev. They can only make that claim if it was one of the bnei achitzona who failed to participate in the Erev. So just to summarize as we end for today, here on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, line 3, Shmuel, according to Rava's interpretation, is a very extreme position of Ein Mevatle Michatzel Chatzer, two Chatzeros. And Rava takes this even to the case of two Chatzeros, where the Pnimis has no exit other than through the Chitzona. However, there is one case, one scenario in which Rav admits and Shmuel would concede to Rabbi Yochanan that you could set up an Eruv from Chatzer to Chatzer. I'm sorry, you could have a Bittur Rishus from one Chatzer to another. And that's going to be the case where you have a Pnimis and a Chitzona. The Eruv was deposited in the hands of the Pnimis, and the one who forgot to participate and failed to join in the Eruv was one of the Bnei Achitzona. In such a case, the Bnei Achitzona could be mevatel their drisus regal in the Pnimis, which was generated by the Eruv. And at that point, the Bnei HaPnimis could say, we're closing the door. We have the Eruv in our Rishus. We're not dependent at all on the Chitzona. We only join this Eruv for our benefit, not for our deficit. And we don't want to accept the kilkul that's caused by this Eruv. And therefore, by virtue of the Bittul Rishus of the Bnei HaChitzona, the Bnei HaPnimis will be allowed to carry from their homes out into their their chotzer.